The McCain Institute is calling for mavericks to cast their votes for human rights this midterm election. It is a cause that the late Senator McCain championed his whole life as part of this new campaign. The Institute has launched an ad where we can hear Senator McCain in his own words.
A spirit capable of compassion and sacrifice and endurance cannot be paralyzed by fear. We cannot give up on ourselves and on each other.
And here to tell us more about this call for mavericks is Kurt Volker, executive director of the McCain Institute. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So I want to talk first about the timing of this and about why you think leading up to these midterms, this was an important message to get out there.
Right. Well, one of the things that we really want to do as the McCain Institute is capture that legacy of Senator McCain's of standing up for causes greater than oneself and being willing to fight things, take responsibility, try to solve problems. And so we wanted to create a national campaign to encourage people to be mavericks, get up, do something. And we thought that launching in the timeline of the midterm elections would get the most attention. It's not about a particular issue, a particular person or candidate. It's not negative. It's nonpartisan. But what we're trying to do is get that level of civic engagement and that commitment up and taking advantage of the fact of there being an election to do so.
Yeah. Do you think this is a particularly important moment to talk about this kind of thing in light of the international uproar over the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi?
Well, I think definitely the human rights issues involved in that are significant. What are some of the factors there? One of them is we've got to have a clear voice about this being unacceptable. It's a clear violation of his human rights. It's an abuse of power. And therefore, what we need is transparency. We need accountability. And we need a commitment that it not happen again. And that's the kind of thing that I think we need to be clear about and demanding, even though, of course, we have lots of other issues and things we have to work on and think about. We just can't be ready to compromise about human rights.
Yeah. Are there other issues that you want to highlight in this particular campaign, especially leading up to the midterms? You said this is nonpartisan and not about any one particular issue, but are there things that you want people to pay attention to here?
Well, I think what I really hope that people pay attention to is their own responsibility. It's easy to complain. It's easy to blame others. It's easy to blame politicians, you know, whether it's the president or members of Congress or whomever. What we really hope is that citizens take personal responsibility, that they see issues that they are concerned about and they become involved, become engaged, try to do what they can in their own way to make things better.
The McCain Institute, I understand, has been researching U.S. public opinion on human rights. What have you found so far?
Well, it's very interesting. We've done some extensive research in partnership with a campaign and a public relations company. We've done focus groups and interviews with people in several different cities around the United States, really focusing on an 18 to 35 age group as well. And what we find is that what we think of traditionally as human rights, these are basic political freedoms, things in the Bill of Rights, things that our founding fathers considered to be natural law, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion. Those aren't what people think of right now when you talk about human rights. Either they don't have a fixed view at all, or it tends to be more towards social justice issues. When you ask people, it tends to be very local, the area where they live. You get things such as racial inequality as an issue. You get things as the Me Too movement or women's rights as an issue, LGBT rights. You don't hear much about basic political freedoms or the lack of unlawful imprisonment, lack of physical abuse or torture. And these are factors that people are facing around the world, and increasingly so. We see greater violations of human rights in the last several years than we've seen for a long time. So I think reminding people that these are real issues and that they do require concerted effort to speak up against them, and that in that, American leadership is also very, very important. I think that's what we've learned and why we've decided to launch a campaign like this.
All right. That is Kurt Volker, executive director of the McCain Institute. Kurt, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.